Poll, GOP inches towards majority trust on immigration. By Neil Monroe on March 11, 2022. The GOP is slowly earning the trust of most voters to handle immigration issues, according to a new poll by The Wall Street Journal. The March 2 to 7 poll asked 1,500 registered voters, between the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, who in your opinion is best able to handle each of the following issues. The GOP scored 45% on fix the immigration system, which is up 4 points from 41% in November 2021. The GOP also scored 51% on the secure the border question, level with the 52% it scored in November 2021. Trust in Democrats rose from 16% to a meager 25% on secure the border, and from 27% to 30% on fix the immigration system. Still, those scores leave some voters with no preference for the GOP. For example, on fix the immigration system, 7% of voters trust both parties, and 14% trust neither party. The GOP's rising score for fix the immigration system comes as the House GOP's top leaders, including House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, are adopting pro-American stances in the endless fight against corporations' demands for more imported cheap workers, renters, and consumers. For example, McCarthy has repeatedly denounced a huge expansion of the white-collar visa programs that Democrats hid inside the America Competes Act of 2022 to boost U.S. technology development. House Democrats Concedes Act provides a new unlimited green card program for the Chinese Communist Party to exploit, McCarthy tweeted February 1. This is America last, he added. The GOP representatives who are developing popular legislation include Representative Lance Gooden, TX, Representative Andy Biggs, Oz, Representative Jim Banks, N, Representative Kat Kamick, FL, and Representative Chip Roy, TX. But their statements and messaging bills have yet to be converted into a formal leader-backed platform for the 2022 election. If the GOP does not make election season promises for pro-American immigration reforms in 2023, the pro-American bills likely will be killed off by the GOP's corporate wing, as they were when Paul Ryan was the House Speaker. But voters' demand for reform is setting up a competition among ambitious Republicans to offer popular and coherent policies that would level the playing field between investors and employees. The playing field was radically shifted by the massive inflow of visa workers, illegal migrants, and legal immigrants after 1990. Since then, heartland states have lost trillions of dollars as jobs, wages, and wealth were pushed towards coastal investors. Since at least 1990, the D.C. establishment has used a wide variety of excuses and explanations to justify its policy of extracting tens of millions of migrants and visa workers from poor countries to serve as workers, consumers, and renters for U.S. investors and CEOs. The economic strategy of extraction migration has no stopping point, and it is harmful to ordinary Americans because it cuts their career opportunities and their wages while also raising their housing costs. Extraction migration also curbs Americans' productivity, shrinks their political clout, and widens the regional wealth gaps between the Democrats' coastal states and the Republicans' heartland states. The economic strategy also kills many migrants, violates workplace standards, separates families, and extracts wealth from the home countries. An economy built on extraction migration also radicalizes Americans' democratic compromise, promoting civic culture and allows wealthy elites to ignore despairing Americans at the bottom of society. Migration is also backed by university progressives who desire to manage the chaos of a diverse society rather than being forever sidelined by cooperating citizens in a stable republic. Unsurprisingly, the wealth-shifting extraction migration policy is very unpopular, according to a wide and growing variety of polls. The polls show deep and broad public opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. The opposition is growing, anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that Americans owe to one another.